Earlier this week, two more energy companies, Bord Gáis and Pinergy, announced price increases for residential electricity customers from next month. The price rises come in the wake of government confirmation that the energy credits, which were paid after last year's budget, have come to an end and will not be included in next month's budget. Poorer families are expected to feel the worst effects, although the government is promising targeted supports and a possible second tier of child benefit is being mooted. We'll hear from the Minister for Social Protection shortly. The Children's Rights Alliance says the cost of living crisis and swirling inflation continue to rain down on children in families who already have to go to extraordinary lengths just to get through the week. I've been to Ballyfermot in Dublin, where I met three mothers of small children who are in the childcare facility run by Ballyfermot Star. And they've been telling me about the stresses and struggles of living close to the breadline.
The mental load is huge. Like, you're trying to just cope, and then you have this overwhelm. Like, the other day I was walking around, it felt like there was hands on my throat. That's how it felt. I just felt like, you know, you're getting pulled down all the time. Like, I wake up every morning feeling so bad, you know what I mean? Because you're supposed to have a happy home. Like, I do have a happy home, but I'm supposed to be able to go out and go to Tesco's or Dunn's and get me whole shopping. How can anybody do that, single parents? While you're paying for fees, while I've loan collectors, while I'm owing me ma and dad money, do you know what I mean?
It's his birthday now next week, so there's a lot on that as well for me to try and accommodate for him, because I don't want him to feel like he's missing out because of our circumstances as well.
It's a busy afternoon at Raelt Beag, a childcare and early learning centre in Ballyfermot in Dublin, run by Ballyfermot Star. The children here are dancing and happy. It's an oasis for them and their parents, who are struggling with everyday costs.
Children come in the morning, they get breakfast, we all sit around, they sit with their siblings, and then they all go their separate ways, have their rooms, we have their snack, we have their dinner, and they all have a tea together in the afternoon as well.
That's Olive Olin, who runs the childcare centre.
And we have some children that would need a bit more care. We've cut hair, we've bathed children, we buy clothing for children that we feel would need it. Nobody needs to know, and nobody would know.
The parents of the children here describe it as a lifeline, because their children get three meals a day, when for them, putting food on the table at home is a struggle.
You know, you're nearly down to the breadline every week. I find with the creche here, it's a huge relief, because they're getting three square meals a day and the expenses are covered. So I think, like, without the facilities here in Raelt Beag, like, I'd be down on the breadline, like, you know, I'd be really hitting it every week.
This is Nicola. She's a mother of three small children.
It's very difficult, like, because I'm on my own as well, you don't have somebody that you can talk to about or go to advise. You have to carry the burden on your own back. I'm not doing it on my own by choice, you know. So, you know, if you are running low, you have to kind of pull resources yourself and, you know, get borrow money or ask for handouts and stuff like that. It's very degrading and,
Who do you go to for help then?
Well, I have a big family myself, so, like, I do pop into my mum's and stuff like that. She might do a bit of dinner and stuff, and then, like, you know, I borrow off my sisters and stuff like that, so.
And what are the bills that you're struggling with the most?
So ESB, gas, the house I'm in is, there's black mould in the house. So with that, the advice is open windows, don't dry your clothes inside. So huge heating bills, because, you know, you're trying to keep the house warm. Then, like, you're having to buy paint all the time, like, not all the time, when I can afford it, you know, to counteract the mould, cleaning products counteract that. Getting dehumidifiers, being told to open the windows in the middle of winter. So things and, like that, it's just huge now. The gas bill being my worst, ESB and stuff like that as well. Like that's just on top of it. But the worst factor for me is the gas, keeping the house warm during the winter and drying the clothes for the kids.
And Nicola is not alone in her struggles.
So I have a 2-year-old child that's attending this creche, and then I'm 5 months pregnant as we are now today. I live in a small apartment down in Jacor that's riddled with damp. Very bad, like my clothes are soaking wet. Every morning my child's clothes are full of black spots.
This is Tina, who says the damp in her home means she has to leave the heating on during the day to keep things dry. And the cost, she says, is unaffordable.
Be honest with you, I have to get loans off my mum and dad. And I'm a 32-year-old woman. Do you know how hard that is to ask people for loans? And people don't understand is the way I can't knock it off because I'm on a floor apartment and it for a reason. Like, and you want to see my front door, it'd be great. I should have brought you pictures. Just holes everywhere in my apartment. Like my windows, just gaps in them. Just, my doors, just gaps in them. My little boy's bedroom, like, I can't, if I fold clothes and put them down and leave them for 1 hour, do you know, black mould is on his clothes. So, I have to go charity shops, man. Do you know, like, you know what I mean? And I worked hard, done whatever, but I'm paying for something that's just killing us softly.
So do you have a lot of bills now that are unpaid at the moment?
Yeah, a lot of bills. And I even feel ashamed of it because I've never had one of these. But it's just so much that's coming. And everything's so expensive. And then interest rate. And then owing people money. And I'm they're good and all. But it's horrible to owe out money because I'm living in stress. It just never stops, man.
Other parents here are without a home of their own. Among them is mother of one, Amy.
I am a single mother of a nearly 4-year-old boy. And we are currently living in my mum's house at the moment. Which is overcrowded. So me and him is sharing a bedroom together. I work part-time and then he attends preschool here.
Amy says she struggles with bills and has nothing left for herself.
If he's not well, like, you know, we have a GP visit card, but if he's sick and I have to pay for the medicines, or like if there's something on, or if it's birthdays, or if it's things like it's his birthday now next week. So there's a lot on that as well for me to try and accommodate for him, because I don't want him to feel like he's missing out because of our circumstances as well. So I am like very like I have to try and be money wise, like money sensible, and I wouldn't be just like I wouldn't have any sort of social life myself in a sense, like it's all just for him really.
Each of these women tells me that the constant struggle to pay bills takes a heavy toll on them and their children. Here's Nicola again.
I literally avert looking at me bank statement. I don't want to know what the balance is some weeks. So I can go weeks without even looking at it because like it's like you're hesitant to see what you have left in the bank, you know. And it's just the mental load is huge. Like you're trying to just cope and get on getting the kids up for school and stuff. And then you have this overwhelm. Like the other day I was walking around, it felt like there was hands on me throat. Bet that's how it felt. I just felt like, you know, you're getting pulled down all the time.
This week, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin indicated that a second tier of child benefit for poorer families is being worked on by the government. Laura O'Reilly, the CEO of Ballyfermot Star, says doing this would have a meaningful impact.
I think for a lot of the families who engage in our service, that would absolutely be welcomed by those families and would go some way in addressing some of those issues that we spoke about in terms of that kind of poverty and food poverty, or just additional support of being able to manage those daily expenses, given that those costs have risen over the last number of years.
But the women remain sceptical of whether their circumstances, raising children in poverty, will ever be truly recognised by politicians, as Tina told me before I left.
Well, I'd love them to come down and live my life, and then I'll understand. I'm not judging anybody around, but not at all. They try to live on my money with a kid and with another one on the way, living in damp, feeling sick, having doctors on your back, medication that's 40, 50 quid. It's nearly 60 quid to go in and see a doctor. You know what I mean? Not at all do they understand. And of course, they're never going to understand until they put their feet in my situation. You know what I mean? Because that's what needs to happen. Because it's great, like, them believing, oh, we know because we hear and all. Not at all, come live it. And then you'll understand.
And that was Tina, one of the mothers from Ballyfermot, who spoke to me during the week.